Bank of Cardiff. This is Nick speaking.
Hi, I received a letter and I was just responding to that.
Great. Do you have the 16? Yeah, do you have the reservation code?
Yes, 2311-2901-0004-0447.
Thank you. Give me a second. I'll pull up your business here. Okay, you're calling from RNS Construction of Bridgeton?
Yes.
Okay, one second here. Computer's moving a little slow today, so I appreciate your patience here.
My computer just died. Like, I can't even get Windows on it anymore.
On your computer?
Yes.
Yeah, mine's really slow today. What was your name, miss?
Sangeeta Scott.
What was your first name again?
Sangeeta, S-A-N-G-E-E-T-A.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Just in case we get disconnected, I want to make sure I can call you back. What's the best number to call you back?
It'll be 856-392-9544.
Okay. Is that the same number you're calling from now?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's my cell phone number. I'm getting ready to leave the office, and I'll be there with that phone all the time.
Okay. Okay. And what's the office number?
856-452-2142.
Can you repeat that? There was a hiccup.
856-451-2142.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Okay, here. And we had the business address correct at 146 Oak Street in Bridgeton, New Jersey. Okay. And what year did you start your business?
It actually started in 1998, but it was legalized in 2004 because prior to that, I didn't know we had to be registered, insured, and all that stuff.
Okay, so we'll go 2004. Just
that'd be like everybody else. Just go and work and get paid. When I started getting all the state jobs, that wasn't quite working out.
Yeah, I bet. They wanted you to be, a real business. Okay. We had sent you an offer for our equipment financing and also our working capital line of credit. What were you interested in today?
Well, actually both.
Okay. Let's talk about the equipment. What kind of equipment were you looking to bring on for your business?
It's called the Equiptor. What it does is it's like a big, huge dump trailer, but it actually goes up almost three stories high up to the roof. So when you're tearing off a roof, everything goes right into it instead of all over the floor, and it also gets close to the building.
Oh, nice. How much is one of those?
It's $32,000.
Okay. Are you buying a new one or a used one?
No, it's a new one. They do have used ones, but then you don't know who's used them and how they've taken care of it, and then I don't want to be spending thousands of dollars fixing it.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. And how soon are you looking to bring that on for your business?
Well, as soon as I can.
Okay, we move pretty fast. Who do you normally go to finance the equipment for your business?
I don't really have any other equipment. I was looking into a backhoe, but those are very expensive. They're into like $60,000 and more. So I'm really not trying to do that right now. This year, I just need that for, most of the roofs that we do.
Okay. So that's what you specialize in roofing?
Put you on hold for 1 second. I got to take this call.
Yeah, sure.
Hello? I'm at home. Just come here because I'm on the other phone with somebody. I'm here. Hello? Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, so you so you said you do a lot of roofing. So do you do a lot of can you just expand on that a little bit more as far as what your specialty is? It sounds like you do mostly roofing.
We do everything. We're general contractors, but that equipment will help us just speed up the process a lot.
Okay. All right. And what do you typically do year to year in your gross revenue?
Last year's taxes are not done yet, but the one previous to that was $751,000.
Okay. So do you feel like this for 2015 was about the same or higher?
It was actually higher. We did a lot more work.
Oh, nice. Excellent. Okay.
But I won't know till our taxes are completely done because there's certain paperwork I have to do and, I don't have the time to get to it the way we're working right now.
Oh, it sounds like you're busy. That's a good thing.
So I just got an extension on it, and I have till October to file it, but I'm going to try and do it this month.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah, we don't need 2015 tax information. Just kind of curious about how business was going. And, okay. Do you already have a vendor that you're going to buy this equipment from?
Yeah, they're called... The company's name is Equipter.
Oh, nice.
And it's the model of that thing I need is called Equipter R4000.
Okay.
But they're also trying to, at this point, work out a deal with me where, you know, they might lower the payments, either if I do payments, or they said that there'll be a good chance if I buy it, then they'll give me a discount on it.
Okay, so if we can help finance it, they'll give you a discount.
Yes.
Nice. Okay. And so do you have some jobs lined up? So if we get you that Equipter next week, you can start using it right away?
Yeah, we can actually start using it this on the 26th. We're supposed to do a roof.
Oh, okay, great. We can probably get that done for you. All right, and tell me about the, one last question. So I just want to make sure, as far as the Equipter, we get you the right loan because we have 2, 3, 4, and 5 year terms. What's your monthly budget for this piece of equipment?
Well, I couldn't spend no more than $500 right now.
$500 a month?
They were going to give it to me for $650 a month, and that's the reason why I didn't take it. It may not seem like a big amount, $150, but everything else going on right now, it is.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Sanjita. $32,000,
yeah,
divided by 5 years,
yeah,
is over $500 a month with no interest.
Well,
so,
I want you to do it, unless they lower the price.
Okay, so if they lower the price, I mean, even if they lower it to what, $30,000?
Right.
Then without any interest, you're at $500 a month, and you're going to have to pay taxes on it, right? So it's going to be back up to, you know, I don't know what the tax is in New Jersey, but, I mean...
It's
so
7%, it's pretty high.
Yeah, so this is what I'm getting at is you're going to be paying over $2,200 in taxes, right? So the cheapest possible, I mean, without any interest, your payment's going to be $533. I mean, including taxes, if they give you a discount.
That's still doable. It's not too bad.
Right, but that's without any interest.
Okay.
So, 650 is probably the cheapest you're ever going to get as far as a monthly payment, right?
Yes.
I just don't want to waste your time. I mean, this is on a 5-year loan. It's just like your house or your car payment. The longer the term, the more interest you're going to pay. I can't make your money free, but I just want to give you realistic expectations on financing equipment for your business that if it's going to bring you in more business and make you money, then it's worth it, right?
Yes.
But if
that's the case, let's just talk about the other thing, the line of credit thing, because this, if it's going to be like 600 or something like that, then I can get it directly from the Equiptor company.
Yeah, okay. Let's talk about the capital. How much are you looking for?
Well, right now I got some daily loans going on, and I'm trying to put them together and have one payment.
Okay, how many do you have?
I got 4, and the total owed on everything is close to like $48,000.
Oh, okay. We'd have to consolidate all 4.
Yeah, and I'm not looking to, like, extra money. I just want to lower my payments on that right now.
Yeah, give you some breathing room.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's talk about each.
The last one I got was for, like, $6,000. But those guys from Yellowstone Capital, I'm not sure.
Only by reputation. Yeah, they're terrible.
They told me that all I needed to do was get this loan, establish a payment history with them, and they'll consolidate everything. Well, they're not doing it now. They're waiting for me to pay the whole thing off. And they told me they would do it within 20 days. So I've had the loan.
Really?
And what's due on the loan right now, you know, after interest and everything's been paid, is
$5,974.
I paid it down, but it's still not paid down 50% yet.
Yeah, I know about Yellowstone.
I wish I had
we need.
I trusted people and just got messed up.
Yeah. It's tough, you know? So I don't know what to tell you other than if you're doing if you're having a good, how's this year treating you? How are you doing this year so far?
Well, it's been busy, but there's certain jobs, big jobs, so it's taking longer to get done, so the money flow is not exactly, or should be, but I got money coming in, but it's just not coming in as fast.
Okay. All right, well, that sounds good. I mean, because our plan would be to wrap up all 4 of those. We'd have to. We wouldn't let you not wrap up any of them. So we would wrap up all of them, consolidate them, and get you into a longer term. But can you just give me a little bit more information? I know you have the $6,000 balance from Yellowstone.
Yeah, then I have a company called Core Capital.
Fora, okay.
Core, C-O-R-E, funding, or Core Cap? No, it's called Core Funding, I'm sorry.
Core Funding, okay.
I owe them $19,000, which
okay.
See, all these balances I'm giving you, they're holding back 5 payments. Like, they don't report the last 5 payments I've made, but I actually have bank account statements that will show you I've made more money, I mean, paid back more than that. It's just
okay.
The way they keep it. Then I have Can Capital, where I owe, like, $15,000-something. And then I have another one called CFP, but I owe about close to $7,000.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the deal. Is which one was the first one you took out?
Can Capital.
Okay. So, what kind of terms did they give you?
The payment I make is $113.78 a day.
Okay. Do you remember how much you borrowed from them?
I borrowed 25, but when they add the interest and everything, it was like 29,000. So I'm down to like 15,000 something with them.
Okay. All right. And how's your credit look?
My personal credit or my credit score is 629 right now.
629?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any open tax liens or?
No, I don't have that. But the reason my credit score is this low is because I've been trying with TransUnion for 3 years to fix the situation. They're showing I have two mortgages, even though the one mortgage says it's closed, but still has a dollar amount on the side for $146,000. So they're counting that $146,000 with all my other debts I owe, which in reality I don't owe $301,000 or whatever. It's minus $146,000.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to get them to correct that. For 3 years I'm arguing with them about it, and they still won't take that off my credit report. The only way to do that is go pay more money, get a lawyer, and deal with them that way. I've tried it on my own. It's not working.
Okay.
If you look at the credit report, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about, because it shows that I owe $301,000 in debt, but that's not true. And that's why
okay. When
like you or anyone looking into my credit report looks at that, the first thing they see is, oh, the debt income ratio is too high, which is not in reality, but when you're seeing two mortgages, it does seem high.
Yeah, that would throw off anything.
Because Home Loan Services, that's still reporting that. That was my four mortgage companies ago, because in the meantime, my mortgage has been sold off to so many different people, and finally I'm with NationStar right now. You know how these mortgage companies do? They sell your mortgage after a little while to different companies.
So yeah.
They never cleared the dollar amount then.
Yeah. Well, okay, we can help you. What's the best email for you?
It's sscott11@verizon.net.
Okay. Do you have any business partners?
No.
Okay. This will be easier that way then. Okay. I'm going to email you a one-page application. And, Joe, just real quick, I forgot to ask, for your business, for your office, what's your monthly rent?
It's actually in my house, so whatever, my mortgage is $912.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and email you our one-page application and what we need to get your approval. And then whenever you have a few minutes to get the bank statements and the one page out of your 2014 tax return back to me, we'll have an answer for you within, 24 hours.
Now, what you're looking for is the first page of the tax return, or do you want the whole thing for all the 11 pages?
Just the first page. You're an LLC, right?
Yes.
Yeah, just the first page.
Okay, how late do I have today to get that to you? Because right now I'm here, but I have to actually get to the job site real quick because they blew up an equipment that I have to buy and replace right now so they can keep working.
That's fine. Can you get it to me by 5 o'clock?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, perfect.
And I'm not sure where your office is, but this is 5 o'clock New Jersey time.
No, I know. We're in California, but if you get it to me by 2 o'clock my time, we can get a head start on today and have your approval ready for you Monday morning.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you lived in New Jersey long?
Yes. As long as I've been in America, 30 years.
30 years? Yeah, I grew up in New Jersey, so that's why I was.
Yeah, I've been here.
I grew up in Cherry Hill.
Okay, I'm not that far. I'm about 45 minutes from there. I live in
Did I lose you?
Which is a little bit south.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't been back in a couple of years, yeah, no, I'm familiar with your neck of the woods over there, it's a nice place. Okay, Sanjeetu, I know you have to run, so I'll let you get going, yeah, I'll send this email out to you in the next 5 to 10 minutes with everything, and then we'll take it from there. All right, thanks. Thank you. Talk to you soon.